I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Well, thanks for joining us for Utah's Noon News. You've been listening to comments by President Biden talking about updated CDC guidance on mask wearing as more Americans get vaccinated. ABC's Mark Remillard reports.
The CDC is separating outdoor and indoor activities in its latest guidance. For outdoor activities, it says fully vaccinated people can go without masks for small gatherings with friends and families, even if some of those people are unvaccinated, though it says those who haven't received a vaccine should remain masked. Indoors, the CDC is still recommending fully vaccinated people wear masks, be it at a barber shop or a shopping center or museum. It also considers indoor movies, indoor dining, and church services safe for people fully vaccinated if they wear a mask. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
And stay tuned to hear more from the CDC director at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio. Local health officials say they are somewhat surprised at the CDC's latest guidance on masks for people who are fully vaccinated from COVID, mainly because not much has changed. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Officials with the Utah Department of Health say there really isn't much difference between the CDC's latest guidance on masks for people who are fully vaccinated and what the state was already recommending. They say people who are vaccinated should still wear the masks while in groups, and the reason why is because only half of the state's eligible population has been vaccinated, and even though the vaccines are very effective, the chance of spreading the virus is not zero.
Health department officials say mask use is starting to decline across the state, likely because there is no mandate to wear them. Coming up on KSL, space junk giving NASA astronauts a scare at the International Space Station, plus a look at your noontime drive.
We have a crash in Utah County, southbound I-15 after Center Street at the on-ramp in Provo. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
More news coming to KSL.
KSL's top story this hour.
And more inside sources.
We're going to divide the rage from the reason.
5 days a week.
An hour of news at noon.
And an expanded inside sources from 1 to 3 afternoons
on KSL News Radio.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. In two short visits, one patient, Andrew, went from constant burning and painful feet to 50% improvement in his symptoms. He was able to sleep through the night and regain sensation, which had not happened in years. He now walks better, has improved balance, and has reduced his neuropathy medications. Another patient, Jackie, was able to cut her diabetes and neuropathy medications, in addition to gaining the confidence to drive again and avoid falling. Many doctors believe that this new treatment is more powerful than any drug known to modern science. So call 801-441-2266 today to reverse your neuropathy without prescriptions or addictive medications. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 2266 will receive a neuropathy consultation and exam absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top story this half hour, new guidance from the CDC. If you have been fully vaccinated, you don't have to mask outdoors. Officials in Utah say they've already seen less masking, though, in the last few weeks since the state's mandatory mask mandate ended. People working on a project to rebuild parts of Highway 89 through Davis County are asking you to slow down and pay more attention. Safety manager for Oak Hills Constructors, Charlie Keene, says as construction activity ramps up, so does the danger for drivers and workers.
We want them to get home safely, and with that, we need people to pay attention in our work zone. So slow down. These are people's families, and look out for them, and really take your time in construction zone.
Keene says they've already seen a number of fender benders in the area. He says they've also had problems with bicyclists and pedestrians trying to get through those construction zones. The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments on a case which could impact what students can say on social media. A teenager in Pennsylvania claims her free speech was violated after posting a message on Snapchat. School officials say she violated a code of conduct that she signed. ABC News chief legal analyst Dan Abrams on the particulars of this case.
This is a case simply about a student who had the privilege of being on the cheerleading squad and was suspended for a year because she had agreed to this specific language. That's a possible out for the court here if it doesn't want to issue a really broad, sweeping ruling.
Brandi Levy says she was blowing off steam when she was cut from the varsity squad. It's something you don't want to see when flying in space. An unidentified object caught on camera shortly after Friday morning's SpaceX launch with four astronauts on board. ABC's Gio Benitez reports.
As part of the Falcon 9 rocket separates from the SpaceX Crew Dragon, some kind of object appears to fly right between them. The incident under scrutiny after officials reported a scare in space over fears of a possible collision with space junk. The U.S. Space Command later saying there was no threat. But what exactly was that object seen early in the flight? Sources telling us it appears to be ice from the liquid oxygen in that rocket, likely posing no danger.
In other SpaceX news, four NASA astronauts will be returning to Earth on Saturday, scheduled to undock from the space station late Friday night. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather together. Here's Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, what a difference a day makes. No rain, roads are dry, and we're looking at a good commute on the Salt Lake County freeways. I-15 is delay-free both directions between Ogden and Provo, but in Utah County, we have the cleanup of this crash. In Utah County, southbound I-15 at the 200 South on-ramp, it is over to the right. And it's still kind of partially sticking out into the lanes of traffic. Now, this is just south of Center Street in Provo. We also have a crash on Highway 6 in Spanish Fork Canyon. It is west of the Thai Fork rest stop, but so far not causing any kind of major delays. Get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the latest on our forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Still can't rule out a few showers today with a high of 58 and more sunshine tomorrow. Going to be a nice one, up to 66 in the afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy and 49 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, you've been hearing about the CDC's updated guideline on masking. We will go in-depth with comments from the CDC director on her feelings. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi, neighbor. What are you doing?
I'm working out. One, two.
Are you training for some bodybuilding contest or something?
No, I'm building up my soil to fight and break down that tough Utah clay.
Oh, I use Utelite Soil Builder Max. See?
Utelite New Soil Builder Max is a nutrient-rich compost that improves soil structure, replenishes essential nutrients, and provides important food for soil organisms, including humates. Use it everywhere in your yard. Available at independent nurseries and garden centers. Visit UteliteSoilBuilderMax.com.
Hello, I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's tried to find me, but most can't, unless they're ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn. You know, someone who's perfect for your role. So how does ZipRecruiter do it so quickly? ZipRecruiter's technology matches your job up with the right people for your role and invites them to apply, so you get brilliant candidates fast.
Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Hi, this is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Every 2 minutes, another American is sexually assaulted. If you or someone you know has been sexually assaulted, you are not alone. Help is just a call or click away through the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Please call 1-800-656-HOPE, that's H-O-P-E, or visit rain.org, that's RAIN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
With so much loss, you may feel like you can't handle it all. Meditation or other spiritual practices can help you feel more grounded and better able to cope.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
local health officials say really not much has changed with the CDC's new guidance on masks for people who are fully vaccinated. They say masks are still recommended in groups because not everyone is vaccinated. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, students are returning in force to Salt Lake City School District. The district was the last in Utah to return to in-person classes. Now they have over 90% of their students back in the classroom. Third is a look at your noontime drive with Ricky Meese.
Delay-free on your Valley freeways, but we do have the cleanup of a crash in Provo. It's on the on-ramp southbound I-15 south of Center Street at about 200 South. It's partially sticking out into the lane of traffic you can get around, but you do need to use caution. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Few showers out there, 58. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
49 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Americans fully vaccinated can take off those masks in certain situations. The CDC easing up on mask guidelines outdoors and in some small gatherings inside. President Biden at the White House marking another step, he says, in the battle against coronavirus and a step towards the target date, July 4th.
While we still have a long way to go in this fight and a lot of work to do in May and June to get us to July 4th, we've made stunning progress because of all of you, the American people.
A third of Americans now fully vaccinated. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky earlier says the new changes are based on risk and vaccinations.
Masked, fully vaccinated people can safely attend worship services inside, go to an indoor restaurant or bar, and even participate in an indoor exercise class.
When it comes to big crowds like concerts and other events, health experts say masks will still offer the best protection against new variants. Health experts urging every American 16 and up to get their shot, and some states are getting creative with incentives. ABC's Ike Adjoche explains.
In West Virginia, Governor Jim Justice offering a $100 savings bond for any 16 to 35-year-old willing to get a shot.
I'm telling you, it's time, West Virginia, to shut this thing down.
And in Minnesota, a walk-in vaccination site geared towards teens ahead of prom.
Other challenges in this pandemic, though, continue. A new survey of 1,000 Americans suggests what many of us may be experiencing when it comes to family or finances.
This ABC News Washington Post telephone survey finds that one in five of us has watched our income, our savings, and our spending decline over the past 16 months. An identical proportion, 20%, report weaker relationships with family and friends. Conversely, Americans whose finances have improved during the pandemic are 29% more likely to say that their relationships have improved as well.
ABC's Jim Ryan. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. As you heard, the CDC saying no masking outside for people who are fully vaccinated. The director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, explaining the guidance just a few weeks after she said she had a feeling of impending doom.
Small and medium-sized gatherings for people who are outside and vaccinated can safely be done without a mask. But we really do want people who are unvaccinated to limit the interaction with people and to go back to the basic principles of increased ventilation and increased spacing for any given size. Several weeks ago when I had this feeling of impending doom and I articulated that and I had, case rates going up, vaccinations growing, but not where we needed to be, and deaths continuing to climb. As I look at the curve now, it's stabilizing, it's coming down. The vaccinations have continued to grow in an extraordinary way. I think we really do need to get more and more people vaccinated. As Kristen noted, we need to sort of combat the hesitancy that is out there, meet people where they are, and encourage everyone to get vaccinated. But as I see more vaccines getting into people's arms, more and more people being willing to do so, confidence increasing. And then I match that with the cases that are starting to stabilize, plateau, and come down. Other countries have been a little bit ahead of us and shown that when those vaccinations continue to soar and the cases plummet, that we should be in good shape.
Dr. Walensky says as more and more people do get vaccinated, the safer it will be to go maskless. And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather together. And here's Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
This time yesterday, we were soaked and soggy, and the rain just didn't seem like it was going to let up. And we had tons of accidents, plus snow in the higher elevations. Not today. A very different commute in progress. Light traffic, good speeds, dry roads, no snow. And traffic rolling along on the Valley freeways. Just the one crash. It's in Provo, and it's really not affecting the main flow of traffic. It's on the on-ramp to southbound I-15 at 200 South in Provo. It is sticking out on the right, but use a little bit of caution and you can get around it with no problems. Quality backed garden and landscaping products delivered to your home. The best quality garden soil, compost, or mulch. It's quality at your convenience. The Dirt Bag. For more information, visit thedirtbag.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the next 7 days. Hopefully we're going to see some sunshine. Here's Grant Wayman.
Scattered showers still a possibility today. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Our highs up to 58. Tomorrow, sunny and 66. More sunshine on Thursday, 74. We're going to keep that going. 83 Friday, lots of sun, and as hot as 85 on Saturday. Partly cloudy skies. More clouds on Sunday, 71 and a few showers possible. And then partly cloudy, back to 66, the high on Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Bring on the sunshine. Mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City right now, only 49 degrees. And still to come on Utah's Noon News. Quick check of the markets. A lot of red on the markets today, negative territory. We'll get an update of your money news coming up next.
Are you a veteran that has experienced military sexual trauma during your time in the service? If so, please know VA has resources to help. Hi, I'm Jill Atwood, Director of Communications for the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System. In this episode of Upholding Valor, we acknowledge Sexual Assault Awareness Month and your ability to go from victim to survivor. Regardless of where you are in your recovery, know you are not alone, that healing is possible, and that MST is never your fault. To learn more about the programs and resources available to veterans struggling with MST, get the Upholding Valor podcast by texting VETERANS to 57500. We believe in you.
American United Federal Credit Union is proud to partner with the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System for Upholding Valor and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit amucu.org/valor to learn more.
Parting can be such sweet sorrow. Saying goodbye to one who's always been there for you, keeping you warm at night and cool. Except for when she breaks down, of course. You've changed her filter so many times. Or maybe not quite as often as you should have. At Whipple Service Champions, let us ease the parting blow. With a free second opinion, we're great at extending the life of older equipment. We'll tell you if she's properly installed, properly sized for your home, and if there are other issues. Free. If it is time to say goodbye to one so dear, we'll give you a better price, guaranteed. Because until we get too busy, we'll give you a free furnace when you buy a central air conditioner. If it's time to move on, you deserve to love again. Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST. Don't rebound into something worse. Call 801-444-FAST. 3278. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Whipple, they come, air condition your home.
The University of Utah has an exciting new research study for moms and daughters. The MEND2 lab is looking at the ways that moms and daughters' moods and behaviors affect each other. Healthy teen girls between the ages of 11 and 16 and their biological moms can volunteer. Mothers and daughters are compensated for their time. For more information, please call or text 385-313-0039. That's 385-313-0039. They can provide more details about the different parts of the study, or you can find out more at the MEND2 lab website. You or your daughter may be asked to complete interviews, surveys, cognitive tests, or an MRI exam. You have the right to opt out of the study at any time. Spread the word to friends and family who may be interested. Again, please call or text. That's 385-313-0039.
Outfit your missionary with Mr. Max Premium Missionary Packages. Just $495. Get one two-pant suit, four wrinkle-free shirts, one Johnson & Murphy or Echo shoe, and four washable ties.
KSL News Time, 1224. You've heard the old adage, a new car loses half its value as soon as you drive it off the lot. But in 2021, that's not necessarily true.
The auto industry analysts at Edmunds have found that as a worldwide shortage of computer chips applies the brakes to vehicle production, the cars and trucks that have already been sold are holding much more of their value, even years into ownership. Edmunds says a 2018 Toyota Tacoma that cost $40,000 new is still worth about $27,000 now.
ABC's Jim Ryan reporting. Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Amazon is expanding its option that lets delivery drivers drop off groceries in your garage. Prime members in more than 5,000 cities across the U.S. can now take part. In-home delivery requires a smart lock and a camera. In-garage delivery requires a smart garage door opener. The oldest known bottle of whiskey is up for auction. The old Ingledew whiskey is expected to go for $20,000 to $40,000. The bourbon was likely produced between 1762 and 1802. KSL Drives Toyota is acquiring Lyft's self-driving division. The $500 million move will allow Toyota to focus more on automated driving. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow currently down by 8 points, sitting at 33,974. S&P 500 down by just a point, and the NASDAQ down by 39 points. If you've always wanted a job taste testing hot dogs at baseball stadiums around the country, your opportunity has arrived. Jim Bohannon spoke with the CEO of the bonus finder company, Fintan Costello.
It's been a long, tiring year for everybody. And what we wanted to do is introduce a little bit of fun and excitement for the start of the baseball season.
So the folks at bonusfinder.com are hiring someone new.
We are hiring an official hot dog tester to join the team. And their role will be to get paid to watch baseball and eat hot dogs and to do reviews of the hot dogs and the baseball stadiums and come up with a list of the best hot dogs in America.
What a great job. And just how should someone test a hot dog?
We're looking at a number of different factors. Obviously, the taste is always super important, but the appearance, the quality of the bun, the range of toppings, the quality of the toppings, value for money is obviously important as well. Presentation. So really, we're looking for the full hot dog package.
Okay, how many hot dog testers are you going to put to the test?
It's one person we're hiring. We're going to be covering their expenses. So there'll be $500 for expenses for eating the hot dogs and things like that. And obviously, we'll take care of travel and tickets and those things.
Not bad. $500 plus expenses to test hot dogs. But you've got to apply by Sunday night, May 2nd at bonusfinder.com. I'm Jim Bohannon.
Okay. I hope the baseball stadiums will step up their game on this. Stay with us. Up next, we'll check your traffic and weather and get the year's best design tips for spring planting and Mother's Day. KSL's Greenhouse Show broadcasting from Olson's Greenhouse, May 8th. Learn helpful tips from the grower and get great gift ideas. It's sponsored by Olson's Greenhouse.
Had enough of racism? Selective rage. Incredible outrage is not advancing conversations about critical issues.
The solution from Boyd Matheson.
Americans regularly demonstrate we're really good at moments, but it seems to me that we've become less and less able to foster and sustain movements.
You can't miss the expanded inside sources. Think differently. 1 to 3 each day. Tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. I am yet to meet a man that enjoys taking the pill for ED. Well, Wasatch Medical Clinic has something different. We're the only ones using the two most advanced and powerful forms of acoustic wave therapy. A recent study stated that our technology possesses unprecedented qualities that can rehabilitate tissue and is the new standard of care. If you're struggling with ED and want to get your love life back with proven technology, call us right now. Those that do will receive the initial assessment, exam, and blood flow ultrasound with our doctor at no charge. We're also including an enhanced special gift that I don't think I've ever seen fail. It produces immediate results. This is worth hundreds of dollars, and it's totally free to those that call now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Put a stop to your ED. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now. 801-901-8000.
KSL News Time, 1229. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, anything happening on the roads?
Not on the Valley freeways. We have good speeds and no problems there, but Salt Lake City PD has responded to a new crash at West Temple and 600 North. When you get your carpet and tile cleaned, get it Zero Res Clean, the only way to clean. $33 per room, carpet or tile. April only. You deserve the best. Schedule with Zero Res today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman has the very latest on our forecast.
Well, our big rains were yesterday. We had close to an inch anyway at the airport. Partly cloudy, scattered showers today, and we're into the upper 50s. Gradual clearing late afternoon. Sunshine tomorrow and 66. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City right now, 49 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. The CDC says fully vaccinated Americans don't have to wear a mask outdoors. Here's President Biden on the announcement.
The bottom line is clear. If you're vaccinated, you can do more things more safely, both outdoors as well as indoors.
The CDC still recommends mask wearing where there are large crowds, like at concerts and sporting events. They also still recommend wearing masks indoors. More Utahns are receiving their second doses this week after eligibility opened up a month ago for vaccines for ages 16 and up. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards looks at how the percentages change around the state.
Almost 880,000 Utahns are now fully vaccinated, but break it down by local health department and the numbers are different. Summit County has fully vaccinated 43% of its entire population compared to just 20% in the tri-county jurisdiction of eastern Utah, 22% in central Utah, but 32% in San Juan, 22 in Utah County, but 29 in Salt Lake County. However, each area has differences in ages and miles to drive and COVID transmission levels. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City schools are filling up for in-person classes. The district was the last to bring students back in the classroom in Utah. Spokesperson Yandri Chatwin says about two-thirds of students returned at first, but that number is growing.
As they've seen that things are working, the safety protocols in schools are being enforced. Mask wearing is working. We've had that increase to close to 92%. So that's how many kids are back in person in our district.
Chatwin also tells KSL News Radio's David Dujanovic that they stand by the decision to start the year online since the district was impacted so much by the pandemic. Some parents still insist the school district was wrong in waiting so long to bring their students back to classrooms. Parent Mary Catherine Perry tells KSL's David Dujanovic the fact that Salt Lake schools have such a high attendance shows how many students wanted to return.
It took hundreds of families and thousands of failing grades, petitions, a lawsuit, rallies, the entire Utah legislature to open our schools. And still, even then, the district and some board members resisted.
Perry was involved in a lawsuit seeking to force the district to reopen classrooms before February. She says they are still fighting to open up other things, including school activities. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. Senator Elizabeth Warren is unveiling a universal child care plan. She says the plan would cost $700 billion over 10 years and ensure that no family would pay more than 7% of their income on child care.
The problem of child care is not one that affects a narrow slice of parents in America. It affects virtually all parents in America.
New York Representative Mondaire Jones and California Representative Sarah Jacobs are co-sponsoring that proposal. The U.S. will send raw materials for vaccines as well as additional PPE to India, where they have recorded a million new COVID cases in just 3 days. ABC Sherry Preston has more on what it's like there.
Sridevi Kasuba lives in Bangalore in the southern part of India, where the numbers haven't been quite as bad as in the north. She says when the country was locked down, the number of infections was manageable, but that changed recently.
2 months ago, when we went in the, just going by the in the car, we saw that people were acting, there was nothing there, and a lot of people were not even wearing masks.
Now she thinks going to markets and temples again is what sparked this latest wave. To leave India, you need proof of a negative COVID test. Kasuba got hers just hours before the plane took off for the U.S. She's here now. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A popular concert series is returning. The Ogden Twilight Concert Series is announcing the lineup for the summer. In a Facebook post, concert organizers say they tried their best to recreate last year's lineup. That was, of course, canceled due to the pandemic. This year's series starts in August and will include two festival weekends. Artists include Fits and the Tantrums and Death Cab for Cutie. Utah Senator Mitt Romney is calling out China for trying to exclude Taiwan from the upcoming World Health Assembly. The senator took to Twitter this morning to post a video making his opinion clear.
The United States cannot sit by and allow China excess influence on global organizations. I stand in support of the Taiwanese people who continue to stand up for freedom and democracy, holding strong against the Chinese Communist Party.
The assembly is set to start at the end of next month. The Trump administration issued a statement last year when Taiwan was left out of the event. The Davis County Health Department says it still has more than 4,300 vaccine appointments available this week. Nearly 1,300 of them are for today. Anyone eligible to get the coronavirus vaccine is encouraged to book an appointment at daviscountyutah.gov/health/COVID-19. Still to come on Utah's New News, President Biden will address Congress tomorrow. Boyd Matheson will join me next to discuss what the president needs to say. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
We do have a crash with injuries at West Temple and 600 North in Salt Lake. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Have you started catching Dave and Dujanovic?
Debt collector.
They can get to you through another way now. Not just the phone, not just the mail, social media.
Hey, that looks like an amazing trip to Hawaii. How about you pay me my money?
Dave and Debbie have a new expanded time from 9 to noon. Just ask Alexa. Play KSL News Radio.
Are you a small business owner and like so many others struggling to stay afloat during the pandemic? As business slows down, so does your cash flow. And after a year of slow, a lifeline could be very much appreciated. If you could use money to help keep your doors open and your workforce employed right now, MoFi can help. MoFi is a nonprofit lender that's now providing forgivable Paycheck Protection Program loans for small businesses in Utah. That's right. These PPP loans are 100% forgivable when used for eligible business expenses. The program has been extended till May 31st. But don't wait to apply as funds may run out. If you'd like a PPP loan and haven't been able to get one at a bank or credit union, apply now at MoFi.org. That's MoFi.org. You can also talk to a human about your application toll-free at 844-728-9234. That's 844-728-9234.
What can you do with a great rate on a home equity credit line from Zions Bank? Apparently, a lot of great things. Get 1.99% intro APR for the first 6 months, 3.50% to 5.00% variable APR thereafter, and get going on those home upgrades you've always wanted to make. Apply today at zionsbank.com/homeequity or call 1-800-789-5626 to learn more about costs and terms. Loan subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See banker for details. Division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 467014.
I knew with this pregnancy something didn't feel right.
I was scared. I was scared a lot of the time because I just felt like no one heard me.
I'm glad I didn't stop at no. I'm glad someone finally heard me. Someone finally listened to me.
Black women are more likely to die from pregnancy-related complications. Learn the warning signs and be the one to hear her concerns. Visit cdc.gov/hearher. It could help save her life.
KSL News Time, 1238. Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. We just heard from the president, and he's preparing now to speak tomorrow to a joint session of Congress. Boyd Matheson joins me now in studio. And Boyd, what makes tomorrow's address different from a typical State of the Union?
So with it being his first, it's actually a speech to a joint session of Congress. So a little bit different. The big things that will be different this year will be the fact that it will be a much smaller crowd than normal. Mm-hmm. Only about half of the members of Congress will be able to get in there. I'm not sure how many they're going to allow into the gallery. So it will be different in that we're used to kind of the spectacle of those speeches and lots of guests that are in there and people who get called out during the speech. So I think that will be a little different. And it will also be interesting in terms of tone.
That's due to COVID, that it'll be a limited number?
Yes, that's right. Okay. So limited number of members of Congress there. So that also changes the way he will prepare the address, knowing that the applause lines may not sound as loud with smaller numbers, or even cracking a joke or having a lighter moment is much more difficult when you've got a smaller group than when you've got a packed house. So they're going to have to kind of navigate those things. And that is not President Biden's strong suit. You know, if you look to some of his predecessors, President Obama or President Clinton or President Reagan, all, you know, great orators and great on those stages. This is not President Biden's strength. So he should really stick to here's what we promised. Here's what we've delivered so far. And here's what's in progress. And then I think the most important thing the president needs to do tomorrow is to invite the American people to do something. He needs a call to action, a little bit of a rallying cry beyond just masks and mandates. I think he needs a new initiative.
We've heard a lot of that, right? That has been his call to action.
It has been.
I just heard it just a few minutes ago.
That's right. In triplicate.
Yes.
It keeps coming. So, yeah. So I think he needs something new to kind of point the country forward. A lot of people are kind of mired down and very weary of one more long conversation about the pandemic and masks. While all of those things are critically important to our future, the president also needs to say, there is a future. Come help me create it.
We do need that optimism, don't we, Boyd?
Yeah. Thanks.
Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, coming your way from 1 to 3. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese is standing by. And Ricky, what's going on?
It's been pretty quiet on the Valley freeways this entire noontime drive. So if you're out and about to grab a bite to eat, there are a couple of surface street issues that you do want to be aware of. If you're in the downtown area, crews are cleaning up a crash at 600 North and West Temple. Plus, we have fire crews responding to a structure fire 200 South between 13 and 1400 East, and that is likely going to impact traffic. Right now, at Friendly Home Services, get a friendly drain cleaning for just $33. Call 801-923-6355 or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. The latest on the forecast, here's Grant Wayman.
Highs up to 58 today with scattered showers. Tomorrow we get a lot of sunshine and 66. Much warmer after that. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And thermometer not moving much, 49 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, we just got some rain yesterday, but the state is still in a bad drought. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has an in-depth look on the impact of spring showers on the situation. That's up next right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Running a business comes with pressure. Remote workforces, HR compliance, retaining top talent. You start to feel boxed in. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR service and technology to work, offering my employees competitive benefit options while lightening my HR load. Instead of obstacles, I'm surrounded by people empowered to be their best. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
You may have heard the name, but who is Biosafety Solutions? In today's world when viruses and bacteria are on everyone's mind, Biosafety Solutions is the name you should get to know. Biosafety Solutions provides a suite of products to protect you and your loved ones against viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. Biosafety Solutions products are proven to combat COVID-19 and any of its variants. They protect your home, your kids, your workplace, and Biosafety Solutions has personal solutions for when you travel.
Whether you're in a car, on a plane, a bus, or even on a cruise ship, when you get social and go to the movies, watch a game, or go to church, BioSafety Solutions is there. From the air you breathe to the surfaces you touch, their products are designed to protect you from any biohazard you might come in contact with. Don't just be safe, be BioSafe. Visit BiosafetySolutions.com. That's BiosafetySolutions.com. Or call 801-997-9111 for more information.
This is Derek Overstreet of the New Millennium Group and host of Stop Working and Start Living Radio. If you're close to or in retirement and you don't have a tax plan, call us right now, 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Listen, our country's been spending like never before, and the tax bill is coming soon. If you need an income tax strategy and a financial plan that will get you through the rest of your life, give my team a call, 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. If you want an investment plan that allows you to keep more of your gains and pay less taxes, give us a call, 888-999-6370. My team specializes in the type of plan that will get you retired 3 to 5 years sooner than you thought possible. So get a no-cost tax analysis by calling 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. My team is standing by now.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy. But also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
As you head back to the office, remember you can take us anywhere you go on the KSL News Radio app. It's right on your phone. It's sponsored by Any Hour Services. KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Looking at some differences across local health departments in Utah in terms of how many Utahns are getting that COVID-19 vaccination. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richard.
Second, go ahead and take the mask off outside if you've been fully vaccinated. The CDC is updating their guidance today. They still recommend masking up in large crowds and inside. Third is our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
Crash-free, delay-free on the Valley freeways. In fact, I-15, good speeds up and down that corridor in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. We still have the cleanup of a crash at West Temple and 600 North. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I still could see a few showers, 58. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
49 degrees, mostly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
At the White House, President Biden outside speaking without his mask and taking a victory lap in the race to vaccinate, he says, with the CDC easing mask-wearing guidelines for Americans fully vaccinated.
Getting together with friends, going to the park for a picnic without needing to mask up. We're back to that place now as long as you get vaccinated. So go get the shot. It's never been easier.
The CDC says its guidelines allow Americans fully vaccinated to take off masks outdoors and indoors in small gatherings. Those changes based on science.
This is Jim Ryan. The new federal directive reflects what a pair of researchers from MIT have found, that the risk of exposure to coronavirus outside is minimal, except in a crowded space like a concert. Doctors Martin Bazant and John Bush report that in an enclosed space, even a 6-foot buffer might not protect you from viruses exhaled by your neighbor.
ABC's Jim Ryan, Michelle Franz, and ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
Wild weather, in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Despite some recent rainfall, weather experts say most of the Wasatch Front remains in the midst of an historic drought. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik goes in-depth in this segment of Wild Weather to find out where we stand and what you can do to help.
Chances are, if you live along the Wasatch Front, this is what you heard most of yesterday. The sound of rain hitting your roof or maybe the sidewalk. While just about everyone knew we needed some sustained rainfall, just how bad is it right now? Salt Lake County Watershed Manager Bob Thompson explains.
A lot of the state, the snowpack is hovering between 50 and 60% of average, which is really low.
He also expects the snowpack to last a little longer before melting compared to other low water years. When it does melt, though, expect it to happen fast.
What that's going to mean is very little of it will infiltrate into the ground, and it's all going to become surface water that just pummels our reservoirs, and with that comes higher turbidity. The water's not as clean, so it's not ideal for filling, you know, lakes, rivers, streams.
So as we continue on, now more than a month since a state of emergency order was issued due to drought, it begs the question of what exactly can we do to help? Well, being smart with your water usage at home should be at the top of the list, according to Cynthia B. with the Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District.
Once it is time to begin regular watering later in May, just watering one less time per week. Your lawn is never going to need water every single day, not even in July.
In fact, no matter where it comes from, Salt Lake County is challenging you to use 5% less water this year. They say if just a quarter of all county residents do this, it would save 2 million gallons of water every day. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Anyone traveling the Valley freeways, no accidents, no delays reported. And if you happen to be on I-15, either direction, it's a good commute anywhere from Willard Bay all the way to Utah Lake. We have had a structure fire in the downtown area that could impact traffic 200 South between 1300 and 1400 East. Plan your next adventure in Cedar City. Enjoy national parks with Bryce and Zion nearby. Great restaurants, awesome spring skiing, hiking, biking, and more. Book your getaway today at visitcedarcity.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the seven-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Mix of sun and clouds. Still can't roll out a few showers. 58 sunny tomorrow when we reach 66. And then we're really heating up. 74 Thursday, sunshine. 83 on Friday and lots of sun. And as hot as 85 degrees on Saturday. All in all, partly cloudy skies. We'll get more clouds on Sunday, 71 with few showers. And then mix of sun and clouds. A little cooler on Monday, 66. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 49 degrees, mostly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City.
If you've been diagnosed with cataracts, it may be time to have your vision restored with cataract surgery. But did you know that new lens technology available at Hoops Vision can not only restore vision, but actually improve it? Imagine the vision of your youth before glasses, readers, and bifocals. A new light-adjustable lens gives Hoops Vision surgeons the potential to provide unparalleled visual outcomes by customizing lens power. And the Panoptics trifocal lens is designed to provide clear vision for near, intermediate, and far distance. Imagine reading, enjoying your favorite hobbies, working out, or even driving at night with reduced dependency on glasses. Hoops Vision offers the latest technology in modern cataract surgery for improved outcomes. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hoopsvision.com to schedule your cataract screening. Hoops Vision, world-class leaders in modern cataract surgery. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hoopsvision.com.
Does a robot know you like a neighbor?
Insurance Corporation will fulfill requests to cover anyone, anything, anytime, anywhere, with most standard algorithm. In the order it was received, please hold.
Robots don't know you. We do. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, getting the insurance coverage you need always starts with a conversation. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Choosing the right lawn care products can be overwhelming, but we make it easy because BioAdvance new 5-in-1 Weed and Feed is all you need. Just one blue bag feeds your lawn, plus kills tough weeds and crabgrass. And unlike most products, BioAdvanced also prevents weeds and crabgrass for up to 6 long months. Simplify lawn care with BioAdvanced new 5-in-1 Weed and Feed. Get more from the blue bag. Available at Walmart and Lowe's.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So, talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk back here. You
can do it if you try. To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time 12:53. A switch by Apple could affect what kinds of ads you see and don't see. Here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
iPhone users will soon be facing a lot of questions from their phones about what kind of data they want to share with apps. An update to iOS that's rolling out includes a privacy feature called App Tracking Transparency. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis says when users open up the apps, they'll be given a choice.
Allowing iPhone users to choose whether apps like Facebook and Google can track their data, things like spending habits and browsing history, even when they're not using the apps.
Marketing expert Alan Adamson.
Apple is responding to a real consumer desire for privacy. They're the first of many that are going to make this transition to better protecting privacy.
Security expert Scott Spiro says it is a double-edged sword and could end up hurting a lot of small businesses that take advantage of data from big companies.
By leveraging Facebook services, a small business owner can pay for advertising, and it's actually priced pretty well, and you can target that to the specific type of buyer that you're looking for.
For what it's worth, Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union, love where you bank. Dunkin' Donuts is adding coconut milk to menus. The milk alternative will be available starting tomorrow for a small additional charge. Dunkin' already has oat milk and almond milk as options for non-dairy creamer. Volkswagen in Mexico is suspending production of Jetta models due to that chip shortage that we've been telling you about. Honda and Toyota have also announced production cuts at some factories. KSL Drives, Honda is announcing four new electric motorcycles to debut in the next few years. Now, the first three models are slated for release by 2024. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average have now turned higher. The Dow is up by 13 points, sitting at 33,995. S&P 500 just up by a fraction, the Dow down by 40 points. A Senate committee is hearing how it can stop COVID scammers after a Supreme Court decision made it harder for the Federal Trade Commission to recover damages for those who were ripped off. ABC's Andy Field has details from Washington.
Counterfeit N95 masks, snake oil, COVID cures and preventions, all scams the Federal Trade Commission spotted, then tried to punish until the Supreme Court ruled that the law does not let them directly fine the companies.
This decision eliminated the primary tool that the FTC uses today to return money to harm consumers.
Acting FTC Director Daniel Kaufman asking Congress to restore its power to fine the scammers. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.